Corruption, the Ashkosa, corruption. The tongue of the Rabbi Shmuel, the Chol Malkim Shenemu Ashkosa, and the Dvar Zarazayu, Vavos Lechavim, Vador Erva, Vavos Lechavim. That the Goyim then, Vador Afloga, Vador Amabol, they were having Znus, they were living with somebody else's wife, and they were worshiping Avod Zara. Dvar Erva, Shenemu says, Ki Hashkis Kol Bosser Azakai, and Avos Lechavim Lechiv, Ken Tashkisim Vyatisim. Now, So therefore, and the cloud is that Hashem doesn't punish unless there's Nazara. So since the Dor HaMabul was killed because of this, that's a proof that they're mitzvah on this also. Rashi says, since they received the punishment, it's a proof that they're mitzvah on this. So therefore, this applies to a guy also. A guy is mitzvah, and these two are various of Giva Royis and Avodah Zarah. V'iduch, what the other man you have to do with this? If you lashen it from Vayetzav, what do you do with these psukim? V'iduch. Orchayu the Kol Megala. The pasuk is just saying here, what did they do wrong? This is not the mocker to see they're over, that they are very, the Azorahs in this pasuk. Vashvidach, man the doors for Yitzav, Omelach, Azorah of Yitzav. The Azorahs were going not to worship over the Azorahs from the pasuk for Yitzav. He Hashem ruined other nations. But Gabidor HaMabul, Uchayu Megali, according to the pasuk, was just telling everybody, what did they do wrong? What was the chet of the Dor HaMabul? Le'diya Aman Enshu, just to tell us why they were destroyed. But that's not the mockum for the Azorah, that's just telling us why they were destroyed.
So now,
Gezel, how do we know that a guy is over here to Gezel? The Chassid HaPosek says, Ki Yerek Esev Nesati Lechem, Eskoil. The Yom Rab Levi, Ki Yerek Esev Lei Ki Yerek Gina. It's like an Esev of a garden. Ki Yerek Esev Lei Ki Yerek Gina. Gina means the belonging to somebody else. You can't take somebody else's food. That's the Yisra of Gezel. The growth hefka grows by itself, that you could take, but you can't take from somebody else's garden that he worked on. Vidach was the other man. The other growing out from Baitzav. From that person, there's this a gezel. What do we need here? Haru lemishrei bosru the yerk. Here's come and teach us that you're allowed to eat meat. Eivim menachai. This is the book that says as ach besor benafshei doma leseichlu. I mean, you should not eat bosa when the meat, when the life is still in it, when the animal is still alive, you can't pull off a piece of meat. Vidach, who the mishrei shrotzim with the yosef. Come to teach us that only Avim and Achai is also for them, but shrotzim amutzim. Anything that's dead, what?
No, Shem
doesn't have any blood. Rashi will be Avim and Achai, Michael Teuchel. Yeah, well, mishrei Avim and Achai, but shrotzim, what could they shouldn't come on? Oifosh kol doma benashra, but bosa kol bosa, I don't know. You're right. Shane Domoy Karli Shane Domoy Kor Nefesh, not called a Nefesh. Now the radio Kipsarin, the whole thing is called Boss, but it's not called Boss there. Right. It wouldn't be also for Goy to eat it, right. Even when it's alive. Abasan Asher Domoy Zerv, Idrach, Ulla Mishra Shrotzim the Yosser. Sirus, I don't know Sirus, the Chsid Apostle says, Shir Tzu Boritz for Rabu Bo, that you're supposed to be able to produce to have other children. And if Sirus can't, Vidach lebracha b'yamah. Here the pasuk doesn't give it a bracha. When you come out now, produce, have more children, pruvu. Kalayim. How do we know a guy is over this? A kalayim. The chassid says meyoyf leminayu. Only an oif. You put them together, the two meaning, two types of birds together, but not two different types. Vidach hu letzavsa b'yamah.
They should have company together. They should be close together. That's all.
Of kalayim. Omer Rav Yosef Amri Bei Rav. Al Sholish Mitzvahs Benerach Nerag. He holds on three mitzvahs of Benerach as Nerag, not on all seven mitzvahs. All right, we'll stop here. Listen, we had Omer Rav Yosef, Amri Beirav, Al Sholish Mitzvahs Benerach. For three mitzvahs, three averus, 10 lines down, two dots. On three mitzvahs Benerach Nerag. Three of the seven mitzvahs, he holds, if they do the avera, they get misa. Yegisha simin. Agila rois, if a guy lives with somebody else's wife. Viashvichas domin, if a guy kills somebody. Viavirchas Hashem, if a guy curses Hashem, for these three averus the guy receives mitzah. Only these three, not more. Maskev lo Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah asked the question back. Why? I understand if a guy kills another guy, we kill him. The pasuk says, "Shofech dam adam," that we kill him. The pasuk says, talking about even bnei noach over there. If they kill somebody, we kill them. So by shvichas dam, we have a pasuk. Yeah, what does she say? Thank you. Ella Hanech Minolu. How do we know the other two? For avoid the zara for shvichas dami for birchas Hashem and gila rois. Mamashah. Igama mishvichas dami. If you say it's a gilu, the Torah says by shvichas dami is chayiv misa. So you learn out all his mitzvahs. If he doesn't listen to them, he gets misa. Sivsa afilu kulanami. Even the other seven, all of them. That's halacha. That any one, the other six, right? They doesn't listen to it, he gets misa. Imishum the yisrabu yishish. What do you want to tell me now? But these two cases of Gila Arayis and Birchas Hashem is an extra pasuk ish that teaches us that a guy is just like a Jew. If so, Avodas Kechavim Nami is Rabbim Ish Ish. If a guy worships an Avodas Zara, he should also receive Misa. Rashi says, Ksiv Gabi Melech Ish Ish B'Kadashim Tiyu. So he should also receive Misa. So why do you say only these three mitzvahs of Bnei Noach? Ela Tru, Ela Omer Rav Sheshes. Armi B'Rav, the name of Rav. Al arba mitzvahs ben noach nerit. For four averus, he gets killed. Al avodis kechavim, because it says ish, ben noach nerit. For the Gemara of Atan, you will learn, be avodis kechavim. It's like this. Dvorim shall bezdin shall yisrom a mitzvah malayim. If you do a real avodah to the avodah zorah, something that even if a Jew would worship the avodah zorah, that's a derech, that's the way they worship him. So a Jew would be chayiv mitzvah, is ben noach muzer alayim. If a guy does this type of an avodah, if a guy worships the avodah zara, it says a lashon of muzer aleihem, mashmas only alav, but not that he's killed. It doesn't say he's killed. It's mashmas only muzer aleihem. So azara in misaloi, mashmas only azara is warned not to do it, but we do not kill him. So the kasha here was saying, avodah also he deserves misa from ishish. On Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, azara shalhem zui misosen. No, any time a guy is warned not to do something, for not listening, he deserves misa. Like Rashi says, Azara Shalhem, Kloimar, Kol Azara, Titona Tona Gabi B'nei Noach, anytime the Torah says alav, a guy should not do it, Zui Misa Shalhem, Tledayik Bu Tona Lemisne Misa Gabi Chai Vemisas, the Azara, Shein Bohem, Bishein Be Misa, Tledayik Yisrael, Hits of the Azara by a guy, that itself is his misa. Say Nechnami, by way the Zohar, a guy would also receive Misa. It says, Muzer Aleihem, but of course it means he also would receive Misa.
What would the alternative be in any case? Would it be
Malkus? Yeah. Azor Shem Rav Rav Yehuda, the Kula Tamidim, the Rav, all the Tamidim in Rav's Yeshiva, Amri, they say like this, Nizdal Ocho, Al Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Noach Nerag, on all seven Mitzvahs, all seven Averis that he has, if he doesn't listen, he's killed. Why? Golo Achmone B'chode, it says by Shvichas Dom, if he kills, that we kill him. Vu Adim Akuloi. Who then all of them? And that's the Svara, Azurosan Zui Misosan. The Torah warns him, gives him a law not to do it, he automatically receives Misa. For the Gemara, is this true? Be Al-Gezel Ben-Lerich Nerig, is it true? One of the Mitzvahs says he can't steal. So if a guy steals, you want to tell him he's Chayiv Misa, for a time you will learn like this. Al-Hagezel Gonav V'Gozal V'chen Yafas Toyer. Any cases like this, such as there is, that you're stealing, your fast toy is also a type of a stealing. That at war, you're stealing somebody else's wife. But you're the Chenya fast toyer, Tevinami Gezel. Shegoizel Nesish Toy Bemachoma. The Chen Kyetzel Nashesh, Shaino Mamish Gezel. It's not a real stealing. It's like Gzela. So in all these cases like this, Kusi Bekusi, if a guy does it to another guy, or else for Kusi Be Yisrael, if a guy steals from a Jew, so also, Mashmasoni also, that's all. But he doesn't get Misa though. For Yisrael Bekusi, but if a Jew steals from a guy, Muta, it's Muta. Rashi learns like that. Rashi learns like a Muta. Rashi says, Yisrael Bekusi, Muta, Loi Sasha gets Reyachak Siv. For Loi Kusi, that you're allowed to steal from a guy. Rashi says though, Midirabonan Ikolamandi Yosem Shulchil Hashem Agazabasra.
Even though there's a machlekes in the Gemara Baba Kama, so Rashi learns that man yom and a set of sauce, but it's only yosim midi rabbanin, not midi raisim. Shkivegi asks a question, and the Gemara there's a mashma clear now like that. There's a mashma, there's a man yom that holds it's also to steal from a guy, even midi raisim. My core point of this Gemara here is going that midi raisim, you're allowed to steal from a guy. Yes, a gezel zoni lo sashik esroyach, you can't steal from your friend, another Jew, but from a guy you're allowed to steal.
In the war?
No, Sam, there's no way to gezel food from a guy. There's one man yomer like that. So Rashi's saying that even though it's a machlekes, we pass the mitzosa. And there are some sheep that are passing with even Yosem Midiraisa. But according to Rashi, though, on the top to say it's also, it's only Yosem Midirabonin. There's a chil Hashem involved. I know some people want to say, if you're doing a knife and there's no chil Hashem, they get away with it. No, all right. I'm not going to go into that now. Now, the Yemisa, you're telling me now that Ben Gezel, to Sheva Mitzvahs, a guy is killed, Nisni Chayiv. It should have said if a guy steals from another guy, he's Chayiv. Mash Mechayiv Misa. Why do you just say Yosa? Smo says, no, true, it means that he's Chayiv Misa. But Mishum the Kavari limits the Sefer. Once saying the Sefer, that Yisrael Bekusi Mutta, that a Jew is allowed to steal from a guy. The Sinter says Mutta in the Sefer, Tana Reisha Yosa. But really, Yosa means that he's Chayiv Misa in a Chanami.
So now the Gemara asks the question, any time that really Yechayiv Misa, Misni Ketani, does the Braisa really have to say Lashon of Chayiv? Now that's the Yisna, how come only said Lashon of Osa, why didn't it say Chayiv? I'll bring you proof now like that. To tell me Reish, it says in the Reish over here, Al Shvichas Domim, in the case of killing one another, it tells like this, it says, Kusi Bekusi, for Kusi Be Yisrael Chayiv, it says if a guy kills another guy, a guy kills another Jew, he's Chayiv. But Yisrael Bekusi Potter, it says that if a Jew kills a Kusi, it says here he's Potter. So what the question is, you see, the Braisa says Badafka, and the Reish attack and says he's Chayiv Misa, and in the Sefer only says also, the Chutz Mashmi is not Chayiv Misa, so back to the Kasha. So Moshe says, no, here in the Reish, Hechim, listen, how could he learn it? Listen, he also Mutter, should he say that a Goy to a Goy is also, but a Jew to a Goy is Mutter, that's not true? For a time you learned, Kusi a Goy, V'roye Behema, a Jew that's a shepherd, that steals and lets his animal pierce from other people's lands, Alokhariz Behema Dakam, that Loimalem Lemeridin, that if they're in a ball, they're dying, we don't have to save them. We're not mechuyev to save them. But the cloud of Ulay Meridim, we're not allowed to throw them down there. In other words, a guy, we're not allowed to kill a guy. So, Bazai, here you can't say the locker of, Kusi can't say it's Mutter. That's where I have to say this lesson. That's where I have to say Lashon by Kusi, it's only Potter. Then it says, Ki Yetzabai Begezel Mahi, what's the case similar to this in Easter Gezel? Mashmah's not a real Gezel. It's something like Gezel. On Ravacha, Bayaka, the Nitzacha, El Lepayo Bekerim. If you have a worker that's working in the vineyard, the Moses, let's see, Payo Bekerim Amos, when does he want to eat from the vines? E Bishav Gaman Belocha, when he's pulling off the grapes, take him home for the balabas. He says that's not Gezel at all. Hateru, the Torah says clearly it's Mutter. Ela Bishav Gaman Belocha, it's not at the time when he's taking the grapes off, it's when he's done working on the fields, then Gezel Mayu. It's not a similar case to this where it's not a complete Gezel, it's a complete Gezel here. We want a case Kietzah, but it's not a complete Gezel. Elorad Amra Papa Lenitzuchah, where's the case? El Lepokon Meshav Pruta. If a guy steals, a Pokon Meshav Pruta. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, Kusi be Yisrael also. Why do you say that if a guy steals from a Jew? Pokon Meshav Pruta, it's also. Why is it also? Hoba Mechilu. We know if one Jew steals from another Jew, Pokon Meshav Pruta, he's not Mechilu to return it? Because it's called Hoba Mechilu. A Jew forgives. So Mar says, no. Nehi de Bosa Ochi Mochalei, true, after you steal, to Pokus Meshavah Prut away from a Jew, he is Mochalei, forgives you. He doesn't ask you to give it back to him, but Sarah Beshaitim, Leslie, doesn't he ask payment at the time when you're taking it away? Like, you would ask him, should I take it or not? He'd say no. So therefore, Vavid is a Ksas Isir, that you're giving him pain. So therefore, that's called a Ksas Gezel. And it says, Kusi Bekusi, but a guy to another guy is also. Why, Kietzah Ben? Kiva the la b'nei mechilinu l'chur gezel ma'ayu. If so, when a guy steals from another guy, that's 100% gezel, even though it's pachon mishum afruta. But by a guy, we always say it's not b'nei mechilu. They don't mechil. They want their money back. So for him, even pachon mishum afruta has a lot of value, means something. They go after the money. So therefore, it's not called a type of a gezel, but it's real gezel. So when it says elarav amar avacha bread ravika, where's the case that's a type of a gezel, but not a real gezel? Like that the Brasa says, Ki Yaitza Boy, something similar to this. There's a difference between a Jew to a guy, or a guy to a guy. That if you have a worker working for you, and you hold back the wages. You do not pay him on time. That kusi, the kusi, the guy hires another guy. That's the kusi, the Yisrael also. So Rashi explains, like holding back the money, it's not called gezel gomer. You're not doing the maisa chatifa, stealing the money, but it's the name of gezel. You're not paying them the way you're supposed to. So such a gezel also is the difference between a Jew and a guy. That a guy to a guy to a Jew is also, but a Jew back to a guy, that's mutter. Now it says,
Pacha bredu aviko, lenitzuk, what are we talking about over here? And lekoivet schasochim. If you hold back the wages of your worker, the what? Kusi b'kusi, a guy hired another guy to work for him. Ras b'kusi b'Yisrael. If a guy hired a Jewish worker to work for him, also, you're not allowed to hold back the wages. That's a lav. You have to pay him b'yaymai. B'yaymai titein tzcharoi. You have to pay him that day that he works for you. But Yisrael b'kusi, if a Jew hired a Goyish worker, then mutter. Then you're allowed to hold back the wages. You're not mechuyev to pay him back that day. Not at b'chlal, but you're allowed to wait another day or two.
Then the Gemara says, "Ki yitzev yifas toyer." What's a similar case by the avera yifas toyer? There's a little list. There's a little list, but not completely. Mahi ki yosir avdi mamir ablozer omir abchanina ben noyach a goy sheyach at shivcho liyavda he set aside a shivcho to his eved ubole and he lives with the shivcho nerugolle he'll be killed for this. So Rashi explained nerugolle means the mishum gezel, you're stealing her. The RFP Shane Bulas Bulas Bal, it's not called the Bulas Bal, because there's no denishes by a chamor by an evid. So therefore, Kusi be Yisrael, the Mishivcha Kenanis Shiachad Yisrael Le'evid Ivri. If a Jew set aside a Shivcha Kenanis for Zevid Ivri, or Bola Kusi, go and live with her, Nerak, a guy would be killed. What about Yisrael the Kusi? There it's Mutta. Where's the case? The case of Yafaz Toya, even though she was married, she has a goyish husband, but the Jew comes and takes him. Yafaz Toya, that's the case where it's mutter for a Jew. Now, the Shvichas Dom, the Gemara says, Latanya. Here we don't have a case to say that the difference, a half of a Shvicha, a whole complete Shvicha, either you killed or you didn't kill. But Om Rabbi, Yabai says, no. In Mishkachas, you're going to find someplace, Latanya, that learns the difference. You should know it's Rabbi Yenison Ben Shol. He goes according to Rabbi Yenison Ben Shol. The Tani will learn like this. Rabbi Yenison Ben Shol Oimer. That Roidif Acha Chaveru Lahorgoi. If Reuven is running after Shimon to kill Shimon, so Shimon has a right to kill Reuven as self-defense. But the Yachol Yatzil Lebiachim Nevorif. Really, Shimon could just wound him. He could just shoot him in the leg, shoot him in the arm. He doesn't have to shoot him in the heart. V'lo Hitzel, he doesn't save him that way. But rather, he kills him. The Lachor is Nerag. We kill Shimon. Nerag alof.